And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Tuesday, the 20th day of May. And of course, we have Mike and Janice Hubble in with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, y'all got to drive in the cloud cover.
Boy, wow. Dark clouds out there.
Some dark clouds. Yeah, I was checking it out outside our camera. You know, here at the studios, and of course, we can look at our back, you know, and stuff, and looking kind of dark out there. So,
yeah.
Of course, I know they're talking about maybe some storms moving through the area. I think this afternoon, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it looks
I
like
think.
A lot of rain off in the distance in some of the clouds and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, we was driving over here from the east, you know, coming this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
68.
Yeah. So. Did y'all have any damage over your way on Friday?
Yeah, we had buildings down and. Trees pulled up, you know, things like that.
Wow.
And I've got a cousin who lives in Somerset, and of course,
they had a lot of damage.
It was tore up. And
oh, goodness.
He had a friend of his that his wife was killed over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we dodged a big bullet in Logan County.
We, you know, as well as, you know, Todd County. I mean, of course, I know Allegory had one touchdown, and I was telling them yesterday that I was sitting out on my front porch a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. and I was watching the cloud cover move through, and I said, boy, it sure is dark toward Clifty and Allegory.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I walk inside, I'm starting to watch a video from Allegory from Mount Tabor Church where they're videotaping the tornado coming down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there going, oh, so that's the reason why it was so dark out that way. So, but, yeah, you know, we just never know, you know, when one could drop out of the sky.
No, you know. I know. We was.
They said an EF one came through Logan. I had a cousin that had a building that was damaged, and then our son had
down.
A little bit of damage to a building that he owned, and lots of trees.
A lot of barns, trees.
Yeah.
There was a tree on this street, big tree that was down when we were coming up 18th Street.
Oh yeah, there's stuff. I heard chainsaws yesterday winding up out here, cutting trees and doing a number of things. But you know, if you're out traveling today and of course doing things, just be weather alert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be safe out there. You know, and stuff. So anyway, what are we gonna talk about today?
You know, even in the midst of all the storm, the scripture says this is the day the Lord has made. And
very true.
We're to rejoice and be glad in
very
it.
Very true.
And,
very true.
But I thought we'd look at Psalm 77.
Okay.
You know, we were just talking, there's a lot of people struggling with a lot of different things, and I don't know of anybody, Harley, that's not dealing with something one way or the other.
Absolutely. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually.
You're alive, you're probably dealing with stuff.
You know, I don't know. I've heard my pastor say it. You know, if you haven't got something going on, then you need to be up here on the altar, because that would be lying, because we all have something going on. I mean, we have some type of trouble or some type of health issue or something that's going on in our life, you know. But I'm glad to know that we have a Savior that will intervene and take care of those issues and problems.
Well, He cares.
He does. He really does.
Do you ever take things for granted? For example, you turn on the water faucet and out comes either hot or cold water. Some other things most take for granted are an ample supply of food, clothing, and even a roof over your head. We do take a lot for granted. We are thankful for your partnership that keeps us broadcasting the good news 24/7, 365. One thing we might take for granted is you know how to donate to this ministry. The truth is, you may not. One way is to go to our website, missionary.radio. Click on Donate and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System. Join the Firm Friend Club, which is a bank draft from your account to ours, or mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Thank you for praying for, listening to, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
And welcome back to the front porch this morning. And, of course, Mike and Janice Hubble in with us. And, of course, talking about, you know, the weather and stuff like that a little bit. And, you know, I can remember back, matter of fact, we hadn't been here very long. when the old Dairy Queen,
yeah,
was you know on the boulevard,
yeah,
and tornado come through and took off the roof on one of the churches, and of course me and Mom and Dad we had a Dodge truck, and I can remember seeing the cloud cover coming over, and we didn't know exactly what to do, so we got out and went inside Dairy Queen. And so we was trying to figure out, so where's the safest place to go? So we went to the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it ripped the church roof off not too far from there. And, of course, when I opened up the door to the truck, it bent the door back. It kind of sprung
the wind,
it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the first experience I've ever been in a storm, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, like I was telling y'all, I said, my wife, now she's a little bit more tore up about storms than I am, but, you know. But, you know, it's like anything else. We have to use common sense that the
right.
Lord gives us
That's
to know
right.
what to do when mm-hmm. storms come through. So, and
you need to listen to what they tell you.
Yeah, weather
on
radio,
weather, and television yep, stuff.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. they're pretty accurate on that stuff nowadays.
Very, very accurate. And, of course, I know with you doing what you do, Mike, you have to go out sometimes to—
Yeah, as a chaplain.
You know,
as
a chaplain, search
and
rescue and stuff. So I'm sure you've been through several of them over your years
yeah, we've seen
of
a lot
service.
Of,
so, yeah.
A lot of stuff, a lot yeah. of damage, a lot of things. Thank God we don't have as many deaths and you know, people
I know.
Hurt.
Amen.
Like some of these other places. And
yeah, yeah.
So it's,
but we do, you know, we do want to—
We do get hit hard.
You know, we want to remember the people that have got hit hard this, mm-hmm. you know, since Friday. Of course, like I said, Somerset, London, Allegory area, around our area, some other places that got hit. You know, just we need to pray for those people. And I think they said over 20 people,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I think, deaths.
Up around,
you know,
Somerset yeah, and London and that area.
I think 18 for Kentucky and then total, yeah. you know, as they was coming through. So we need to pray for keep those families in prayer.
You know, we can relate the storms in the physical
oh, absolutely.
To our own storms in life.
Yes.
And as Mike said, you know, when you were talking about common sense, well, you know, we have the Word of God that we
absolutely.
Can turn to. And
absolutely.
You know, God's not offended by our cries, our fears, or our questions.
Mm-mm.
You know, we can talk to Him about everything, and He always has proven faithful, as I was saying. When I was growing up, I was really afraid of storms, but I knew if my daddy was there
mm-hmm.
in that house, no matter how bad the storms would come,
uh-huh.
everything would be okay, Brian.
That's it. That's
and
it.
I can relate that so much today to my Heavenly
That's
Father.
Right. That's
because
right.
He'll never leave us or forsake us. He doesn't
That's
go
right.
have to go off to work or anything.
Yeah.
And my dad had worked for the electric plant board, so he would have to go out
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
night. And I was always concerned about him being out. That was in the days when they would climb the poles mm-hmm. and they didn't have
oh,
all
yeah.
the fancy stuff that they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had to use the spikes. But, you know, we've got our Heavenly Father. And
Absolutely.
This is what Psalm 77, and I want us to kind of look at that today. And it starts out by saying, I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike doesn't always give ear to me, Brian.
Now, Mike.
You know,
well, it hurts when that skillet goes over your head, you know.
I bet your wife could say the same thing. Do you always
yeah.
give ear?
No, I'm not always a good ear. No.
And, you know, in another psalm I remember, and I can't think of which one it is, but he said he inclines his ear to
mm-hmm.
us.
Yes.
And that incline means that it's like he's leaning over with his elbow on his knee, and he's really right there listening to us. But
mm-hmm.
it says,
mm-hmm.
and he gave ear to me.
That's right.
So when we cry out to him, he's going to listen to us.
Always.
You know, he's always going to listen to us.
And you know, Janice, I think the thing that I like the most about our Savior is this. No matter how small or how big the issue is, he's ready to listen.
He's ready to listen.
He's ready to cradle you in his arms and listen and
right.
take you in, because we are his children. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he takes
mm-hmm.
us and cradles us in, and he takes the time to listen.
Right.
When people of this world sometimes will not listen to us.
Well, he's not afraid
of
storms.
That's right. He's not afraid of storms.
You know, you look at him when he was on that boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were scared, and he calmed the storm.
That's right.
But, and he said, oh, what are you, little faith? you had.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, a little faith.
And, you know, in the storms of life, we lose that faith sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Careful.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
We start looking at the storm instead of the the what God said he'd do.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Easy to do that. We're human.
You know, I remember when the doctor called and told me that I had breast cancer.
Yeah.
And I thought, I got off the phone and I thought, okay, cancer, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, when you first hear that word, sure. It just hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
But I remember speaking out of my mouth because Mike was in Kosovo and I was there by myself. And I said, okay, God, I want you glorified in this, you know, some way, somehow.
Sure.
So when the storms of life come, you know, he will incline his ear. And he does, as he just said in Psalm 77, verse 1, and he gave ear to me. Now, we may not always get the answer that he gives us. It may not always be the answer that we want to hear.
That's true.
But he's still going to be there.
And sometimes it might not come as quick as we want it to.
Right.
But it comes when he wants it to come.
Right.
You know, that could be several days down the road, could be a week, a month, a year. You just never know. You know, whenever. Mm-hmm. I always say that the Lord knows best. Mm-hmm. When he wants you to have it, he's going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. You know.
You know, we see that in believing for family members that are lost.
Yes.
You know, we pray and we pray. And I remember praying for a particular family member one time. And it was about 10 years, I guess, when, you know, I was praying. And I never questioned God about whether they would be saved. I knew they would because God was faithful to hear my prayers.
Absolutely.
I do remember saying, God, how much longer?
How much longer?
How much longer? I do remember saying that to him.
Yeah.
But I, so if you're out there and you're praying for a family member that needs salvation, don't give up. As long as there's breath in someone,
That's right.
Keep praying.
Never give up. You know, there's people in my family, you know, and stuff, and you know, I hope one day that they will see the light and that they'll give their life to Jesus and serve Jesus, you know. And I believe, you know, if you pray that, like you said, it will eventually come true.
It will.
I believe that. I really do.
You know, verse 2 says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. And, you know, it says in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. In trouble, a very present help.
That's right.
So that means he's right there in the presence our trouble.
All along.
Always.
Yep. Always there. Always present, you know. And you know, I take an opportunity every morning to, you know, talk to him. One of my most enjoyable times in the morning is driving here to work.
Yeah.
I take the time to just talk to him along the way, you know, things that pop in my head, you know, Lord, you know, we'll just sit there and I'll just have a conversation with him, you know, and as I come in and you know, it's just relaxing to know that we have, you know, someone we can talk to at any time, at any place, at any time, you know, just whenever he's there.
Right.
So,
you know, the Holy Spirit, when we have Jesus living in our heart, the Holy Spirit is there to guide us, and he said he would lead us into all truth.
That's right.
So when
all
we talk to him, like you said, he's going to lead us
always
into all truth. Psalm 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. So when we trust in the Holy Spirit and ask him to lead us and guide us, we know he's not going to lead us astray.
Right.
He will lead us into truth always.
He will.
And
always.
I don't think we can talk to him too much.
No, no.
You know, some people say, well, I don't want to bother him all the time asking him something.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you can't talk to him enough.
Never.
Because he cares.
Never.
Just like our kids, when you're raising your kids.
Yep.
They come to you and want something or, you know, whatever. Are they talking to you? You're going to listen to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's break away for a few moments, and we're going to get into our pen from the heart.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void,
but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, praise Jesus for His grace and love and kindness that blesses our family every day. He definitely speaks through Missionary Radio. From Trenton, I have been with you from the beginning. I would be lost without all of you. Thanks so much for your dedication and commitment. May God continue to work through Missionary Radio until Jesus comes back. Also from Clarksville, the first time I listened to Missionary Radio, I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I've been listening ever since.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Welcome back to the front porch here on Missionary Radio, and at 7:25, we got Mike and Janice Humble in with us this morning, and talking about several things. Of course, always good to talk about God's Word.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to go on a little bit further. We've been talking about Psalm 77, and the writer of this psalm is having a lot of struggle in his life right now, and I'm going to read, starting with verse 4 of the Passion Translation, Brian,
okay,
of Psalm 77, and this is the situation the writer's going through.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I can't get a wink of sleep until you come and comfort me." Have you ever been in that situation?
Oh, yeah.
You can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Now I'm too burdened to even pray." Have you ever been where you couldn't pray? I remember telling the Lord years ago, I said, "Lord, I can't pray for myself right now. I hope you've got somebody praying for me somewhere." And that's why it's so important.
Yeah.
If the Lord lays somebody on your heart in the middle of the night, then He's likely telling you,
absolutely,
that person needs prayer.
Get up and pray.
So you need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "My mind wandered, thinking of days gone by, the years long since passed." And in the translation out of the New King James, it says, "My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed."
Mm.
Have you ever complained to God?
I believe I have a few times.
Twice.
Times.
"You hold my eyelids open. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search." You know, that was the condition that he was in. "You know, I can't sleep, Lord."
Yeah.
"I can't find any comfort. I can't find any peace. I can't find any hope."
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, in the next few verses, he begins to question God.
Mm.
With six questions. "Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious?" Have you ever felt like that? That God's just forgotten you, forsaken you?
Mm-hmm.
"Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies?" Now, those were the questions that he was asking God. And, and God's okay, I think, with us asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he may not, like as we said a while ago, answer them the way we want them to be answered.
That we want them right away, yeah, absolutely.
But he will answer them. I know in Psalm 94:19 it said, "In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul."
Amen.
Maybe there are people out there today that's dealing with anxiety.
Mm-hmm. You know, Janice, I think that I have noticed more people coming up with anxiety and depression issues.
Oh yeah,
and I guess it has to be because of everything that's going on in this world today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many things that we are thinking about, you know, and how is things going to end? Mm-hmm. You know, how are we going to make ends meet? You know, right. And just different things like that. I mean, a lot of that goes on in our minds, you know. But I see more and more people, and I'm even noticing more and more pastors that are going through depression and anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we want to fix things, you know.
We want to do it on our own.
We want to fix them.
Yeah. But we need to turn things over to the problem fixer.
Right.
Yeah. And that's Jesus, of course.
You know, our mind is always racing, it seems like. And
always.
Lots of times when you go to bed at night, it's hard to stop your mind from racing.
It is.
You know, and you're just on and on thinking of this. And you go from one issue to the next. And you can't find mm-hmm. God's peace. Mm-hmm. And
now, I will say this. Now, since I started wearing a CPAP machine
mm-hmm. yeah.
at night.
Yeah, that helps.
Once I put that CPAP machine on, I'm pretty much gone. Mm-hmm. I don't think about a whole lot of nothing. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but I can remember before I ever wore one, I would go over things and over things and mm-hmm. over things in my mind. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that'll keep you up because you're just
right.
going over and over
right.
and over. You know, and stuff. So, yeah.
So, what does that CPAP do? Blow that stuff out of your brain?
That's what it does. It blows it right out. Right out my brain. I guess it just puts you to sleep so fast that you just don't think about it. You know, just don't have time to sit there and think about things, you know. So, and that's plus.
It's a plus.
Psalm 94:14 says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance."
Amen.
So, you know, as we talked about those six questions, he assures us he's mm-hmm. not going to cast us off.
No.
That he's going to always mm-hmm. be there for us. And the next part just brings the hope to us.
Mm-hmm.
And this starts with verse 10. It said, "And I said, this is my anguish. This is what I'm going through." He just lays it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just need to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we just... Mm-hmm. We just tell the Lord what's on our heart. He already knows it.
Yeah.
But it's always good when you can just get it out of your system sometimes.
Just get it out, you know. A lot of times, I don't know if you've ever been through this situation or not, but I can remember back several years ago. I can't remember exactly what I was going through at the time, and I can remember I remember walking into the radio station in Elkton. And I can remember just stopping for a few moments. There was a lot of things going on at the time. And I said, "Lord, I'm done with this. I want it to be over."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just being bold with him. I said, "I just want it to be over, Lord." I said, "I'm mm-hmm. tired of this.
Right.
You know, I want it to be over, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And just that boldness helped things clear up,
right.
you know. A lot of times I feel like, you know, we don't want to be a, you know, how you put it, "Oh, well, Lord, you know," but just be bold
mm-hmm.
in what you're asking the Lord. Say, "Hey, Lord, I really want this to be over. I want it to be done. I want it to move.
Right.
I want that mountain to be moved. You know, get it out of here, you know." Mm-hmm. So, you know, and he will work miracles in
right.
our lives. I believe that. I really believe that.
You know, it's a lot easier to say it than do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Bible says, "Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you."
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to cast that care on him.
Well, sure.
How do you do that?
You have to ask him.
How do you just cast it on him?
Just,
I mean, you know, those are things that we have to work through,
mm-hmm.
you know, and take it out of our hands and put it on his.
That's
even
right.
though you still got the circumstance there.
Oh, yeah.
You may still be in the middle of the storm,
mm-hmm.
but to be able to take a nap in the middle of the storm.
That's it.
And yet he says that we can come boldly before his throne.
Boldly.
Boldly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? Then we just kind of come.
Bold. Be bold.
Know,
you know,
like you said, Lord, I'm done.
Lord, I'm done. I'm finished.
Right.
You know, I want this over with now.
Right.
You know, I don't want to wait, you know, another week or two. I want it done
mm-hmm.
now, you know. And, you know, just like I said, be bold when you ask the Lord. So.
And there may be people out there listening today that just need to, you know, that's crying out to the Lord. Lord, I'm tired, you know.
I'm tired,
I don't want to go on.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I want to end all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But where do we go? We go to him boldly and say, Lord, you know all the emotions that I'm dealing with, just like we've been reading over here.
That's right.
In Psalm 77. And the next part, that little conjunction in verse 10, after he lays it all out, he says, but I will remember. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. So he started remembering. You know, the years, all that God had done. He said, I will remember the works of the Lord, all the good things. You know, there's been a time where if I couldn't think of anything else, I've thought about the parting of the Red Sea. That's always just intrigued me, how he did that.
It's amazing.
And to walk through. And you remember, you know, Mike and I have talked
and
about the old stories in the Bible.
Yeah, and walk through on dry ground.
Dry ground. It wasn't wet.
Oh. You would think once that water was, you know, parted like that, that the
be ground, muddy.
It'd be muddy, but it was dry.
And it wasn't a tornado, did it?
It wasn't a tornado.
It wasn't a tornado.
No. No. I mean, it just took part of those seas, and, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, it is amazing what the Lord can do, that's for sure.
But anyway, he began to remember, surely I will remember your wonders of old. And then the next thing he said, I will also meditate on all your work. You know, what does it mean to meditate? And we're not talking about the meditation, you know, of what a lot of people do today with the yoga and everything. But to meditate means to ponder, to think about, repeating scriptures, reflecting on God's word.
That's right.
And he began to do that.
That's right. That's right. Very much so. Well, let's take another break.
Yeah.
We're going to get into Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope, here on Missionary Radio.
I'm Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada, Sharing Hope, here on Missionary Radio.
When I was newly injured, I'll never forget meeting a paraplegic who had lived in his wheelchair for 8 years. I stared at him in disbelief. I could not imagine being in a wheelchair that long. As a quadriplegic whose accident was only recent, I could not visualize day after day of staying put in a wheelchair, let alone a lifetime of days. Trials that never go away, paralysis. Maybe you understand it because you've got a difficult marriage, chronic pain, ongoing poverty, or persistent mental struggles. All of it can make a single day feel absolutely unbearable. Most people who suffer through grim, long-term trials simply want the assurance that God has not forgotten them, that he cares, and that he will see them through. Now, there are a multitude of promises in the Bible that cover the span of a lifetime. But are there specific promises solely written for our most difficult days? Good question. And you know what? There is one special scripture, Psalm 68, verse 19. It contains one of those rare and precious promises because it says, quote, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. I believe God inspired this promise because he knows that when we have days that overwhelm us, he wants us to know that he himself will bear us up. We will keep persevering because he will keep us believing him. God Almighty will carry our load. He will support us, bolster our spirits with courage. What's more, he's glad to do it. The promise starts with, blessed be the Lord. That is, he's happy. You bless him when you invite him to bear you up in your weakness. And in the rest of Psalm 68, the same is true for orphans and widows. That's verse 5. Prisoners and single adults. That's verse 6. And the needy in their distress. That's me in my wheelchair and countless others. We are the needy in distress. Oh, just like it says in verse 10. People who deal with chronic conditions, and perhaps you are one, people like that are simply relieved to know that one day we will come to the end of it all, still trusting in God. Thankfully, we keep enduring and persevering because we have that hope. But the gospel takes it a giant step further. It assures us that there's an eternal purpose that goes far beyond the stress of a bad day. There is hidden gold in that trial. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 promises that our, quote, light and momentary affliction, a lifetime of quadriplegia, light and momentary. Oh, it is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Thanks to the gospel, the death and resurrection of Christ, our trials are working for us a gloriously increased capacity for more service and joy in eternity than if you had never suffered. God's going to outrageously reward you for relaxing into the everlasting arms that bear you up on your worst of days. He's going to reward you for recognizing and thanking Him that His strong arms keep you from sinking and drowning under your terrible burden. So, if you are dealing with a chronic disappointment or illness, thank God for carrying your burden today. And tomorrow, look ahead. Thank Him that He will do the same, day after day, until you lay your burden down and receive its counterweight in reward. I'm Johnny Erickson Tada, and I sure do love sharing this kind of hope, biblical hope for those who hurt, every day right here on this station.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." In an old Peanuts cartoon, Lucy demanded that her brother Linus change TV channels and then threatened him with her fist if he didn't. "What makes you think you can walk right in here and take over?" asked Linus. "These five fingers," said Lucy, "individually they're nothing, but when I curl them together like this into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold." "What channel do you want?" sighed Linus. Turning away, he looked at his fingers and said, "Why can't you guys get organized like that?" That's the power of teamwork. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
All I have to do is turn on the radio, and there is a song or message that applies to my situation.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And, of course, this is the Front Porch on a Tuesday. Got Mike and Janice Humble in with us this morning, having a good conversation. And where you want to go from here?
Well, in Psalm, you know, as we were reading in Psalm 77, how the psalmist cried out to the Lord. He was mm-hmm. going through a hard time, couldn't sleep, mm-hmm. couldn't be comforted. And then he began to ask God the six questions that we went over.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that I love is where he starts remembering and what he's supposed to do.
Sure.
When you're in this situation and you can't find comfort and peace.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, as we said, "And I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High." So the first thing, he began to remember.
Mm-hmm.
The years, began mm-hmm. to reflect on what God had done, yeah. Yeah. began to meditate mm-hmm. on the miracles that, you know, that he'd read about in Scripture.
Sure.
And he said, "Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work." So we have there, "I will remember, I will meditate, and talk of your deeds." So he began to talk about them. Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about the old stories in the Bible, I think they're mm-hmm. faith building.
Sure.
And it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing
sure.
by
sure.
the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing, we begin to reflect on God,
yeah.
What he's done.
You know, Janice, I think a lot of times, you know, you talk about the stories of the Bible, you take, you know, encouragement is the lady with the issue of blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said, if I could just only just touch the hem
mm-hmm.
of his garment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's faith.
Right.
Faith right there.
Mm-hmm.
No, Daniel in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
He shut the mouths of the lions. I could just imagine Daniel just laying in there on them, you know, and just being, you know.
Petting them
or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
oh, yeah.
as they went through the fire. Not even
mm-hmm.
burned.
Mm-mm. Not even a smell
not
of smoke.
Not even a smell of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can go on and on. Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lazarus coming back from the dead after being dead already.
Right,
you know,
4 days. Mm-hmm.
You know, just all those miracles. And too, somebody had mentioned this the other day, and a lot of stuff was not even written because it would just be too much for
right.
for us to handle.
And you know, a lot of people listening to us now, just remember that time you should have been dead when in a wreck.
Sure.
Or somebody was coming down the road at you, or anything that might have happened in your life, and God spared you.
That's mm-hmm. it. That's
you
it.
You know, we can just remember. And I tell people, I used to tell people counseling with them, get a little card and write down all the things you got to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And when that depression, that heaviness comes on you, start pulling out those cards and read them. Read them out loud to yourself.
Sure, sure.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Or jot down some scripture to read out loud.
Absolutely.
And hear it.
Absolutely.
And it will change the day,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
or the moment.
Well, you know, we had a guy in our church that they had already said there was no hope for him. He was going to die. And he came back. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I think was out of the hospital, and the very next day he went hunting.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, the doctors had done said that he's not going to make it. Done told mm-hmm. his family, get ready to make your preparations because he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. And pull through.
But God had the final word.
That's right. See, God has a plan for everything, and he has a plan mm-hmm. for us. He has a plan for everybody that's listening out there today. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's many miracles I've heard just in my lifetime, and you're sitting here, wow.
Yes.
You know, it's not in the Bible, but miracles that still happen today.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people will say, well, Janice, he don't work like he did in the Bible. Sure he does.
He's the same today as he was yesterday.
I believe that we have to have the faith as of a mustard seed that he can do anything he wants to do
anything.
In our life. Anything. You know, and if that's bringing us back to life after the doctor says, there's no hope.
Right.
That's right.
He'll bring you back.
Have you seen a little mustard seed?
They're small. They're small. My wife, of course, she teaches Sunday school, and she's done some lessons on the mustard seed. And you know, when I sit there and look at that, I said, that's not much faith, is it? If it's just a faith of a mustard seed, that's pretty small. But now they grow up to be a pretty good-sized tree, if I understand correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pretty amazing.
But one of the final things that he reflects on after he lays everything out before the Lord, I will remember, I will meditate, I will talk. And then verse 13, your way, O God, is in the sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
is in worship,
mm-hmm.
that we began to praise
yes.
and worship the Lord after mm-hmm. It's faith building.
Sure it is.
Because you've already started to remember, you've started to meditate on His words, you've started to talk about more
mm-hmm.
positive things,
mm-hmm.
and you begin to praise Him and to worship Him for what
Absolutely.
He's done
Absolutely.
And what He's going to do.
You know, and I say this a lot of times in the mornings, you know, that he made us to praise him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the reason why we was made.
Right.
Give him praise.
Right.
And two, we have a work to do. We have to tell people about Jesus. You know, mm-hmm. I think I might be paraphrasing a little bit here, but he said that we could do more than him because there's more of us, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We can do a lot of work
mm-hmm.
if we just obey and let him guide us in the directions we need to go, you know.
Because
he's there for us.
He sent his spirit to live in us.
He did.
So we're looking for mighty things to happen
mighty
in this
things.
World, even though we see the hatred and the bitterness in our world. But
we believe
God's going to, we're going to see mighty signs and wonders. And he's going to get all the glory for it.
Absolutely.
No man is going
Absolutely.
To receive the glory because
Absolutely.
It goes to him.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things, you know, in our society today, and I've been getting sent a lot of videos of ministers that are ministering false word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was telling my wife, you know, I said, you know, we're living in a society where everything goes.
Yeah.
And people will take one thing and they'll follow somebody.
Yeah.
Well, boy, I'm going to follow them because of what they're preaching. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that might not be the word,
mm-hmm.
but it fits them. They like it, you know.
Sure.
I can still act like the world and go to church, and boy, we'll have a good time,
right.
you know. It just does not work that way.
The itching ears.
It does not
ears.
Work that way. Yeah, itching ears. That's right. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I want to say in Habakkuk 3 also, he said, and he, you know, he saw everything look terrible, you know, in his world at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But in verse 17 of chapter 3, he says, though the fig tree may not blossom,
mm-hmm.
nor fruit be on the vines. Though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Amen. And there's the little word, yet.
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 Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And that's, you know, even though, as Mike had said earlier, even though the circumstances in our lives may not change, he said in verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. So from the valley to the high heels. And that joy there where it says, I will joy, it uses the word gil, contains a suggestion of dancing for joy, leaping for joy, or even spinning around.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty joyful, isn't it?
That's pretty joyful.
That is pretty joyful.
Mike, you ever do any of that, spinning around?
Well, I never was a good dancer.
Me neither.
I mean, I got never was good at that.
No, me neither.
I could slow dance, you know.
You could slow dance. Yeah, me too. I could do the slow dance, you know, but I couldn't do no fast dancing.
But Janice could dance. Sock hop days. You know.
Yeah. Oh, me. Well, I tell you what, it's been wonderful this morning, and Mike and Janice Humble been in with me this Tuesday, and of course, I know the weather, you know, talking about being kind of rough and stuff, but you know, as we've said today, he's the master of the storms. Mm-hmm. He can take care of the storms, even in your life as well, so I'm thankful for that. Mike, would you mind to close us out in prayer, brother?
Yeah, sure. Lord, you know the storms that come in our lives, and every individual has a different storm. And, Lord, but you've got an answer for each one of those storms.
Amen.
Because you can calm the storms. Lord, help us to take our eyes off the storm and put them on the storm fixer. Because above those dark clouds, the sun is always shining. And help us to remember that, Lord. Your sun is with us. And we thank you for it. Bless the radio station here and Missionary Radio and all that we do here on Missionary Radio and all that's hearing us, just help them to get through the day in you with praise and worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.